save me. My hands, they're strong.
Well, too many people kissed my lips, and this is radio.dominican.edu. What are you talking about? It's going to be on in 2 minutes. DJ T-Baby on the mic as well. How you doing, big guy?
Yes, DJ T-Baby. We got 2 minutes till the show, so stay tuned for that. What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it!
You think it's your
Yeah, turn that music off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ T-Baby coming in extremely hot. I'm with DJ P-Yab, and this is another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu. And before we get into the brilliant topics we'll be discussing, P-Yab, you have something to tell the beautiful ladies and gentlemen out there.
Oh, no, not Bruno Mars.
Not that, no.
Well, the San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics Job Fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street, San Rafael. Come out between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season. Do the wave, and we'll see you there.
Well, that sounds great. So everybody out there, if you're a baseball fan, that's definitely something worthy of checking out. But in specific regards to the show, P.A.B., we have some great topics in store.
No, we don't, because we got the Pacifics Job Fair.
Yeah, we've already discussed that. So why don't you tell the people what we're going to be talking about on the show today?
Okay, not the job fair, just the show.
Yeah, just the show, not the fair. We discussed the fair. So.
Oh, okay. So first of all, we're gonna open up a little different here. Quiznos or Subway? That's gonna be our first topic. Then we're gonna be talking about the NCAA champions, the NBA playoffs, and then of course after the first break, we got Word Up Wednesday, and towards the end of the show, we got Would You Rather, My Man, and Let's Go, Bro.
That is correct. It's gonna be a great show, and as you mentioned, to kick it off. We're talking Quiznos versus Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Two powerhouses in the world of sandwich production and consumption. And Pia, I mean, they're both good. I don't want to give away who I'm going to pick yet.
So, multi-syllable rhyme there, consumption.
Well, no, wait. That was a single syllable, and it was unintentional. When I said it, I knew it rhymed, but it was not intentional.
Okay, I got you. Well, I mean, here are the topics with Quiznos and Subway. Quiznos, they're plus-side toasted subs all the time, and they have a very diverse menu. You could put bacon on their stuff. You could put extra chicken. You put more cheese. And then Subway, they have the $5 footlong, saves every college student, and it's healthier. So,
yeah, it is, but Can we go into which is better now?
Yeah, we could go which one's better. We'll okay. Go. I
wanna,
you than me. You than me.
I want to throw this out there. First of all, if you're a sandwich fan and you want to speak on Quiznos or Subway, you can call in to the radio station. That would be at 415-482-3587. So if you love sandwiches and you want to speak on this urgent topic, please call in. We need your help. We need your assistance. But specifically talking about the question, Quiznos is much better than Sub.
You think so?
Quiznos. I like, well, the thing is, it depends on the specific restaurant, because the Subway, is there even a Subway around here? I think there's a
Subway
around
at the mall.
Yeah, Subway at the mall is better, gives more meat than the Subway back home where I'm from. And you don't even know where I'm from. But
Pittsburgh.
But Subway around here gives more meat. But Quiznos, I found, is more consistent. Like, all their sandwiches are similar in terms of the meat and toppings they put on. And they taste so much better. Subway is nothing compared to Quiznos. Are you kidding? Yeah. Who are you going to pick?
I mean,
be a man and make a pick.
The Subway's always consistent. I don't know what you're talking about, T.
Subway?
They're always consistent. They're always. Always.
Well, Subway's good. I'm not saying Subway's a bad restaurant. Okay. Does it classify as a restaurant?
This is what I'm going to say about the sandwich chain here. Subway's a bad sandwich chain, even though I said they're consistent. They're consistently bad. That's what I'm leaving out. Subway's horrible.
You think it's horrible?
I'm serious. It's horrible. Well, it has one of the worst ham sandwiches I had in my life. Okay. And I love ham. I know
my
ham.
Well, no one told you you had to get ham. No one put a gun to your head. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, even though I think Quiznos is better than Subway, I'm not going to say Subway's bad.
No, Subway's terrible. Like what Charles Barkley says, terrible on the court, and be terrible on commercials. And Charles Barkley doing those fat loss commercials, he ain't losing nothing.
Well,
I bet you ain't even on the Subway diet.
On what are you talking about? We just lost the Subway fan base.
I
hope we can recover and eventually listen to our show again. But you just disrespected numerous listeners, PM. You know how many people enjoy Subway?
No, I don't care who joins Subway.
I didn't say join. I says loves.
Yeah, I don't care who loves it either. Because Subway's I'm just going to say it's bad. It's just bad.
It's not.
Okay, I'll just say this. I went to Quiznos, okay, and you know how seafood's bad at every, like, fast food chain? I had their lobster sub.
No, that begs another question. Is Quiznos fast food? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Subway and Quiznos are both between restaurants and fast foods. Lean closer to restaurants. It's not fast food. It's just not, but Quiznos is significantly better than Subway. Subway's not bad, but Quiznos has better sandwiches. It's probably a little more pricey, if I'm not mistaken, but it's just a better restaurant. I can't imagine someone thinking Subway's better.
I mean, I don't know. I think Subway's, I don't, oh wait, we got a call.
Yes, you're on the air, caller.
Subway, way better than Quiznos.
For the audience, state your name, please.
My name's Dolphin Chan, and Subway way better than Quiznos.
What? How is Subway better than Quiznos? They don't have toasted subs. They don't put enough meat on the sandwich.
You tea, baby. I say shut up and go. Subway better than Quiznos.
Hey, don't you disrespect the DJ?
I'm hanging up because Subway better than Quiznos.
All right, that's it. I'm hanging up the phone.
Who
in the hell was that? What cojones it takes to disrespect me on my own show?
And who thinks Subway is better than Quiznos, honestly? We're just going to lay my foot down here. Subway's one of the... It tastes like feet. That's what I'm going to say. $5 foot long, it tastes like $5 feet. That's how,
P.M., you're a foolish goon. Because Subway isn't that bad. Can someone please call in and defend me? I mean... Don't what this caller previously said, saying Subway's better than Quiznos. That's false, in my opinion. But Subway is not bad. I mean, it's a decent restaurant. They have decent sandwiches. The meatball marinara there is delicious. I love it.
Okay.
But I'm going to interrupt you there. But Quiznos, you get Ultimate Turkey Club.
Yes.
Get a Baja Chicken. Those
yes.
are better than any sub. I know Subway has the $5 subs, but a lot of the $5 subs are terrible. They're the subs that no one wants.
At Subway, that's the worst. At Quiznos, my favorite sandwich has got to be the chicken and bacon honey mustard sandwich.
It's one of the best. That's good.
It's one of the best. And the Baja Chicken, bad.
Baja Chicken, very good, but it's spicy.
Yeah, it made you sweat a bit, didn't it?
I'm serious. I think it was a week ago, last Wednesday. I usually get the Ultimate Turkey Club from Quiznos. I got a Baja chicken, and I have a low tolerance for spices. I was sweating like there's no tomorrow. I was like Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line. I was sweating liters, but goddamn, was it good. It was delicious. I would trade in the sweat for the taste. It was a lovely sandwich. It was a great meal. I enjoyed it, but Jesus Christ, was I ever sweating.
Okay, let me just get into detail about Quiznos here, okay? And I'll talk about Subway later because it's so bad. But I did have that lobster salad sandwich, and it was one of the best seafood like sandwiches I had in my life, because the lobster, they gave it in chunks, okay? In other places, they don't. In other places, if they give you like shrimp, it's like baby shrimp. Oh wait, we got a caller now. Let's check this is T Baby.
Caller, you're on the air, buddy. How you doing?
Yes, I hate Quiznos. I think it's just a terrible sandwich, and I love Subway more.
Okay, you could like Subway, old man, but it don't matter. Who is this, by the way? By the way, you're not an old man. I'm just calling you that because I call everyone that. Listen, how you doing?
Well, I'm just an old man. I don't care to state my name, but I like a Subway better than Quiznos.
Can you go into detail why you like Subway better?
Yeah, well, they put a turkey on the subs.
And Quiznos doesn't have turkey, so...
I mean, I don't know. Quiznos has turkey.
Who is that?
Quiznos has turkey. Am I correct?
Who is it? Of course they have turkey. That's a standard. Who was that?
I have no idea. I think his last name was Old Man Rivers, honestly.
I think he said he was an old man. He doesn't go by a name. A very mysterious.
Yeah, that's weird.
Gentleman.
And I don't know. I mean, Quiznos has that turkey BLT sandwich, like you said. Turkey Club.
The Ultimate Turkey Club is my favorite sandwich. So Quiznos definitely has turkey. I don't know which Quiznos, which degenerate low-rate Quiznos this man attends.
Okay, T, I bet you the fans are turning on me because I said Subway is bad. Those two fans said Subway's way better. One said Subway's way better than Quiznos, and one guy said Quiznos is worse than Subway.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you this, P.A.P., you offended some people.
I did. I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. Subway tastes like feet. I'm serious.
P.A.P., I'll tell you this.
What's that?
You're rude.
Okay.
You're crude, but damn it, do I respect you.
Okay, T, well, I don't care what you think, okay? You could call it rude.
I'm trying to give you praise.
Okay, but you can call it rude, you can call it whatever, but I'm just going to have dinner in my room, and it's going to be Quiznos, and I'll check my email.
Oh, I'm agreeing with you. Quiznos is much better than Subway, but I will to my grave, say that Subway is not bad. It's not a bad sandwich. It doesn't taste like feet. That begs another question. How do you know what feet taste like?
Because when I was a kid, I used to make feet perfume, and then I put some in my mouth, and it was bad.
That's not true. That's gross.
Well, I was
you're
a
offending
kid.
More listeners. You're offending me. That's false.
See, I was 4 years old, and after I cut my toenails when I was a kid, I just put it in water, and then after that, just spray myself.
Okay, well, I think, honestly, I feel strong that we beat this topic to a pulp.
We did.
I think on that note, we're going to take a break. Subway's not that good, but it's okay. Quiznos is great. If you disagree, call in. But this is T-Baby with P-Ub, and this is What Are You Talking About? And it is only available. We're balling in here like Jim Jones. It's only available via radio.dominican.edu. We will be back in a few minutes with Word Up Westside Wednesday. Yeah.
Drive in my garage, stay sky high, fly with the stars, G4 flights, 80 grand large. So we lean with it, pop with it, vertical Jones, mean with the top missing. I'm sitting clean with the bottom kidding. I hopped out, saggy jeans and my rock glisten. But I spent about 8 grand, mommy on stage, doing the ring dance. See that floor, man? Got my pedal to the floor, screaming for the cops. No lie, you know this. Before we rise outside, it's like showbiz.
Monkeys, they fly. No lie, and you know this. Hips and thighs, oh my, stay focused.
Here tonight could be gone tomorrow. So I speed through life like it's no tomorrow. 100 G's worth of ice on the Audemars. And we in the street life till they call the law.
I made the whip get naked while I switch gears, looking at the bracelet. Step out, show me what you all about. Flashbacks the last night of me balling out. 1 a.m. we was at the club. 2 a.m. 10 and by 3 sun I was thinking about grub. So I stumbled to the car, do the d***s and the twisted.
We fly, no lie, you know this.
Ballin'
while we rise outside, it's like showbiz.
Bumpies, they fly, no lie, and you know this. Lips and thighs, oh my, stay focused.
I keep 20 in the pocket. You talking buck 80 if the Bentley is the topic. But of course, gotta fly the sperm to the hood and roll dice on side of the curb. Now I know what your bet might sign a serve. Try 80 up Lennox, cause I got an urge. The rap game like the game, lifestyle rich, famous, living in the fast lane. So when I bleep, shorty bleep back, Louis Vuitton belt where I'm keeping all it. I beat the trail over Rucker, all in the back.
Outside, it's like showbiz. We fly high, no lie, you know this.
Falling
high, outside, it's like showbiz.
We stay fly, stay fly. No, lie, no lie, and you know this.
Falling
hips and thighs, oh my, oh my, stay focused.
Chill, oh, you need to stay focused. When you dealing with a my name, Jones, one eye, capital status, only above it. It's Dipset Bird Gang, we born to fly. Y'all know the rules, fall back or fall back. Somebody tell me I'm looking for it. You dig another dead.
Your money, your money. Yeah, yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know.
Well, welcome back to What Are You Talking About on the best station in the world, radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ P-Yub alongside my boy DJ T-Baby, and he's got some breaking news for you before Word Up Wednesday.
I do have some breaking news. It might not affect the masses out there, but as a huge NC State basketball fan, I received some great news. CJ Leslie, their standout forward, has made the decision to return to NC State for his junior season. And quickly, I will explain the significance of this. CJ Leslie was a highly touted player out of high school. He was thought to be one and done, Piab. Many people thought freshman year, after that, entering the draft. He stayed for a sophomore year. Now he's coming back for his junior year, and NC State is poised to win the ACC title and potentially make an Elite Eight or Final Four run this season. So I'm just quickly throwing it out there. CJ Leslie, watch out for this guy next year. I think he'll be ACC Player of the Year. I am ecstatic that he's coming back for his junior season.
And after this breaking news, we got a shout-out by our boy DJ Juice. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I just want to give a shout-out to my two homeboys right here, T-Baby and P-Op. These dudes know what they're doing.
All right, for sure, Juice. I mean, check out his show. It's today at 10 p.m., the Hotspot DJ Juice. You know what it is, and you know what it is right now.
That's right. Definitely shout out to Juice. The DJs here are pretty close. A lot of them are pretty close, and there's a camaraderie between them. Juice does his show very well. We think we do our show pretty well. So there's a level of respect there. That's what I'm saying. But in terms of Word Up West Side Wednesday p.m., what's the deal?
Well, what's the deal, man? Because I'm gonna rap real quick before T-Baby hit the mic. It go a little something like this, man. Go like, you know, my name Pia. Eat chestnuts in the rain because, you know, I'm doing this. Well, my verses are insane because it's an introduction to my boy T-Baby because he's like David Blaine. Poof, disappear. The paperwork's good. Here we go.
Okay, let me get on this mic one time.
All right, man.
Just a quick shout out. You used that David Blaine line before. That's a recycled line.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm just kidding. But let me feel this beat. Turn the beat up a little.
All right. Let me.
No, turn that off.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold the rip. Okay.
There you go. It goes like this.
Okay.
I said yo.
Yo say what?
This isn't to get a buzz. I reveal who I am and who I really was. You play soft and act like you spit it rough. When I punch faces, they're quick to shut. I hold mics till my fingers rust. Take shots at rappers. Watch my liver crush. Let me kill the fuss. There's no chance to stop it. I throw hands with Rocky. With the devil, the dance is constant. All your raps have fallen. You fake cats are salty. So just back up off me. Trust that my wrath is daunting. Switching up the flow. Little did you know I'm the sickest I could go. Spit syphilis through poems and lift up all these folks. My mission is to grow. There's wisdom in my soul. My addiction will dethrone these mimics and these clones. So fall back. This is my launch pad and I'm well prepared. Fire my eyes, a hellish glare. Your armies are insignificant, no set compares. Head to toe, I reckon throw with great speeds. Face me and death is close. I'm not trying to be dark and grim, but T-Baby, why would you start with him? Put your entire squadron on the fringe. Your bars are sad like a loss of kin. Each line's in your veins like a sharp syringe. I am insane, not calm. I'm in a different side of sickness, don't cross the bridge. But look here, I don't owe you an explanation. If I don't know you, step away then. These fake friends act like they're so cool and never hating, but behind your back they're like, yo dude, he's extra basic. Too easy to bench press, your weightless. Complete destruction, I'll mega death your playlist. Collapse the show the second you step on stages. My bars are nice, but my pen isn't gracious. Steady brainwaves, my thoughts are solid. Fight me and be left in a condition that's not responsive. I'll destroy your potential and rock your promise. Literally break hearts with the sharpest objects. This is for all the wordplay rappers. You have fake guns. You're some Nerf game rappers. I will take over your land. I turf slay rappers. Snatch away your identity. I surname rappers. If you're surely banging, then I'm purely aiming these verses towards you. Mainstream dudes are like bad production on a voice. They will distort you. Nah, mainstream dudes are like snitches. They will report you. But if you sell out your soul and lose your core creativity, they will support you. Let's get nutty. When I spit multis, I rip fully. This could become a bit bloody like when they killed Sonny. I don't ever have the clip busty. Nevertheless, you can't take what's real from me. Structural schemes, I build plenty. You are not sick. You have a mild temperature. I knife competitors roaming the wilderness, stalking all types of predators. I'm a natural survivor. These rap dudes are minor. My brain has to be wiser. You lack true advisors. I out rap crews and ciphers. My math proves I'm nicer. My light stands truly brighter. I'm savage and tighter than those mediocre, weakly motored bars. I'm a rare breed of species. She's dope or you can't see me. Poker face on, claiming you're sick, but your set has no proof. Your team is sober, I deceased personas. A couple of lines may have gone past you, but I'm not rattled. It's all rap, dude, ready to slay fakes when your squad battles. I'm constantly rhyming, sick like Nas in the 90s. Philosophy binding to my dominant style. You're awful with timing. When I conquer, I'm rising. I'm dirtier than sloppily sliding into second base. Shred your face, it's gotta be grimy. This isn't even me going my hardest. Normally, I'm openly modest, but hating rappers, I'm exposing your comments, disregarding the underground, acting like your rhymes and flows are just flawless, but hold up and watch this. Putting my method together, headless get severed, medics will enter and I left them dismembered. A heavenly expert, your flesh will be left for the most demented of hecklers. I sneak blades through metal detectors, rip up sections and sectors, my heart kept in the center. This lesson is measured by real rapping, I'm endlessly clever. Ball game.
Okay. 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 Okay, my name's Tony Montana, and that the man, the dude just killed it with machine gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Pia. That was DJ T-Baby. That's myself spitting something. If you ever want to spit something, just call into the station or hit up our Facebook pages. Or like what he's talking about on Facebook, message us. We'll get you on the mic. But it's DJ T-Baby, DJ P-Ab. On that note, we got to take a quick break, and then we're going to discuss some sports when we come back. It's What Are You Talking About? Radio.dominican.edu. Brah!
Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurting and crying. When you practice what you preach, what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
First of all, I love that song, Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love? But right. It's DJ T-Baby with DJ P-Op, and this is another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available via radio.dominican.edu.
That's right. Well, since we're getting low, we're going to be talking about the Kentucky Wildcats, and it seems like their championship team is out of the question. Ain't that right, T-Baby?
Well, that is right. With the recruiting class they have coming in next year, they could contend again, but this team, this crop that won the title this season is no longer part of the Wildcat Nation. They're moving on to the NBA.
That's right. If you're familiar with the names Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Anthony Davis, Terrence Jones, Marcus Teague, and Deron Lamb, they're all gone.
And even Darius Miller, who's a senior, is likely to be drafted. So
that's right.
Six players will be drafted this year from Kentucky, which is nuts.
They're all entering the NBA. And is it a good thing for each individual to enter the draft besides that senior you just mentioned, Darius Miller?
Well, again, as I've discussed before on previous shows, I love when players stay. But in the case of Anthony Davis, gotta go pro. Surely the first pick. Maximize his potential in college. He's ready for the NBA. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, I know he's actually kind of raw. He's not extremely polished, but he's such a raw athlete, mm-hmm. and he's very talented, and he should be a top three pick. He should be gone. He should go. Deron Lamb, Marcus Teague, you could say either way. I mean, their stock's obviously high because they won a title, but I wouldn't be upset if they return, so I can't really criticize that. And then Terrence Jones, we talk about this off the show. I'm not a fan of his game. I don't know how good of an NBA player he's going to be, but he stayed for 2 years. He actually was going to enter last season, but then people told him you're not going to be drafted highly, so he came back wisely, and he left after sophomore year. So Jones, I could see him entering. So for me, Lamb and Teague, I could have seen them coming back. But I believe Lamb was actually a sophomore this season, so he would be coming back for his junior season. So it makes on pretty much everyone's part, it makes sense.
Okay, what I like about players in college is when they stay 2 years. That's what I love the most.
Yeah,
one and done rule is terrible. Let's just get out of the way. But after I was checking a lot of NBA mock drafts, Anthony Davis has to enter the draft, number one overall, like you said, and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, top three, he'll be one, two, or three, don't matter. But Terrence Jones, I mean, it won't hurt if he did stay, he could grow. You know, you don't like his game, I do. I think he's like very big, he has a big body, thick player, and he could throw it down.
Yeah, he's mildly athletic, and he's strong, he has a strong body. I swear, though, when I was watching the tournament, Terrence Jones must have been one of 20 from the free throw.
No, he was.
I know there's obviously one of his stats. I'm exaggerating. But every time I watched him from the line, it was Brick City for days. He was clanking shots off the rim. I think he is a capable defender, and since he is, what is he, 6'7"? And no, he's listed as 6'9". There's no way he's 6'9". I think he's 6'8". He's listed as 6'9". A lot of guys are listed as what they're not. Anthony Davis is listed as 6'10".
Yeah, he's definitely 7 foot.
He's at least 6'11".
He's 7 foot.
Because when you watch Kentucky play Kansas, Anthony Davis and Thomas Robinson are each listed as 6'10". Davis has at least 2.5 inches on Robinson. So Jones, I think he's more 6'8". But as you said, he's big. He's 250.
Yeah.
He's got that LeBron body. Yeah, obviously not as fast, though.
Terrence Jones, I mean, he's like a DeMarcus Cousins, to be honest, by, like, thickness on the body.
Well,
they're both big.
Shorter, though.
Shorter, but big, and they're both
not
strong.
As thick.
And Terrence Jones, not as athletic as DeMarcus Cousins, but I was looking at mock drafts, like, earlier, and Terrence Jones is possibly a top 15 pick.
Well, when you look at Jones's freshman year stats I just pulled up, he averaged 16-9. He didn't regress this year by averaging 12-7. It's because he was playing with better teammates, obviously. So if you average 16-9 as a freshman, you probably have a chance to be a solid pro. But I just can't really put my finger on why I'm not a fan of his game. I think it's because he can't shoot, and maybe. I hate players that just struggle from the line. Actually, 63%, which is bad but not terrible. But in the tournament, it just really rubbed me the wrong way that he shot free throws so poorly. So I'm not big on Jones. I know, P.A.B., you like the guy.
No, I do. I love Jones. I just think he's a big body, very, very athletic, and he just throws it down. Every time I see him, his highlights are dunk. So that's a good sign because, I mean, he always could develop a jump shot in the NBA. It's easy. For some people. Yeah. Andres Beaters didn't happen that
well,
way.
Well, I don't think he's ever. Some guys just can't shoot. I don't think Terrence Jones can shoot.
Yeah.
But like you said, he's a big body, so he's going to be somewhat of a bruiser in the NBA.
And now we'll go to Marcus Teague. His brother Jeff Teague.
Yes, is a decent pro. Wake Forest product. He's not a star, but he's a contributing player to the Hawks. He's a key player.
But remember, Jeff Teague was a late first round pick, and Marcus Teague is also listed as a late first round pick. And they developed as they learned the game. I could see Marcus Teague going to a late round pick, maybe contender, or maybe going to the Warriors. It was a mock draft had Marcus Teague going to the Warriors. As a point guard, the Warriors they could use some depth on the bench. Because we don't know if Charles Jenkins is really a stud, but re-sign Nate Robinson would be great. But I don't know if Marcus Teague will fit. I mean, he needs time to grow. Maybe a contender would polish him up like a San Antonio Spurs or LA Lakers. He'd be a great fit for them.
Well, Marcus Teague, I am actually a fan of his game. If you look at his stats, he only shot 41% from the field, 32% from three. So you're saying what's special about a guy who shoots 41%, averages 10 points a game? Well, Kentucky was such a remarkably well-rounded team. Pretty much all six of their vital players shot around 8-9 shots a game. So percentages can be a little lower because even though Teague was a very good player for them, he didn't get as many shots as he really can get in the future. So I think his percentage will actually be higher when he's in the NBA. But again, I think he actually could have easily returned for a sophomore season. I just think Kentucky, with the national championship, the stock on their players is not going to be higher. So that's why I think a lot of these guys enter the draft. But as you're saying, Marcus Teague is probably a late first-round pick guy. Definitely not a lottery pick. That would be a waste of a pick.
Yeah.
But late round, P.A.B. actually earlier discussed how he could land in Golden State, which I would like because I actually do like him. I think he'll be a solid point guard. I don't think he's going to be a stud, but I think he'll be like maybe a Mike Conley type. They have different games. I'm not comparing games, but in terms of statistics, maybe like a 12-6 kind of guy, a solid player.
I could see that. But also with Marcus Teague, I mean, you could all definitely move Steph Curry to the number two.
Yeah.
Because Stephen Curry, I mean, like you said earlier before, Stephen Curry, if he moves to the two, is an undersized two.
Very undersized.
But he's a shooter, and I mean, the Warriors, they could use like a true point guard to lead the way.
And let's be real here. Steph Curry's not really a point guard.
No.
He's a gifted passer. He's a gifted ball handler. As Jim Burnett always says, Steph Curry makes a lot of one-handed passes. He's not a polished point guard. It's not really his forte. I'm with you on that. I think moving him to the two could do great things. And if their starting point guard, say it's Teague, whoever it is, he can, while he's resting, Curry can still play the one. He's not solely going to be a two.
And if you have Nate Robbins off the bench, let's say they re-sign him, that's always a good sign. And Charles Jenkins growing into a mature man. But we'll stay to the Kentucky
Wildcats.
Yeah,
let's keep analyzing these Wildcats.
Here's a question from Yokozuna. And he's wondering, who will be the least successful out of the five or six entering?
Well, the thing, it's a bit of a wild card because the sixth is Darius Miller, who is a solid player. He shot 47% from the field. Put up 10 a game off the bench, and was a senior, provided leadership necessary for these younger Kentucky players. Least successful, that's so difficult to say. For example, Darius Miller could have 6 years in the NBA where he struggles. His seventh, eighth, ninth year, he could become a star. You never know what's going to happen, but I'm going to have to say Terrence Jones, because I'm not a fan of his game. I still think he's going to be successful. I just think he might be the least successful, because it's possible Terrence Jones is a first-round pick. 2 years from now, it doesn't work out. And then Darius Miller is a second-round pick. He works his way up, gets a good contract with the team, and becomes a contributing player. My point is not necessarily that Jones is surely going to be the worst out of these six. My point is you can never predict what's going to happen to a player once they enter the draft.
Well, I'm just going to go here. I'm just going to go with Deron Lamb. I just think he's just a role player for that team, to be, in my opinion. I don't think
he shot 47% of the field, 47% on threes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a three-point shooter, but he was just a role player. I don't think he'll be like make an impact in the NBA as like a Terrence. I think Terrence Jones, if he fixes up his game and develops a mid-range J, he'll make more of an impact than Deron Lamb.
No! You're entitled to your opinion, but Deron Lamb was key in that title game. 22 points. 7-12 from the field, even though Davis was the MVP. Lamb was one of the leaders on that team in that game, P. Come on. You think Deron Lamb's going to be less successful than Darius Miller?
Darius Miller's going to be the worst out of all of them. But I'm just going to say, just someone you're going to expect big minutes from and like a lot of points, I do not think Deron Lamb will be that guy. I don't think he'll be that go-to guy late in clutch. I don't think he'll be that go-to guy for a team to change a franchise around.
He doesn't have to be the go-to guy. He's going to be a rookie. He can just be a solid role player, and then maybe years down the line, he'll be more of a go-to.
Okay, I see what you're saying here, but Deron Lamb is a good player. He's gifted, but I don't think he'll be that player that what people are thinking about. Hey, Deron Lamb, got to give him the ball. I just don't think he'll be that type of guy.
Well, I totally disagree. I think Deron Lamb will have a successful career, but let's keep analyzing these players. Who's the next guy on the list?
Who is the sleeper out of everyone out of this team?
You're not going to the next guy? Are we going to analyze one by one? We're going on each guy?
Oh, you want to do each guy? Okay.
Well, we haven't got to Davis or Kid Gilchrist. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Well, because I just think Anthony Davis is just too gifted of a player. He's clearly
the best.
He's too good. You don't even need to analyze.
Okay.
And Davis is great.
Fair enough. Davis clearly the best. Kid Gilchrist clearly the second best. So let's see the question.
Okay. Here's the question. Who is a sleeper entering this draft out of the five? Who do you think?
When you win a national title, I don't think it's possible to have a sleeper. I think Darius Miller, again, is a guy. He's not necessarily a sleeper because most people should know who he is by now. He's a senior on a championship-winning team, but I just think he's a guy who can have success in the NBA. Watch, I'm totally wrong. He plays like half a season, gets cut. I could totally be wrong, but I'm a fan of his game, and I think he'll be a solid player. Are you going to say Davis? You're going to say Kid Gilchrist? You're going to say Jones or sleepers?
I'm going to say Terrence
Jones. That's not possible.
I'm going to say Terrence Jones, big sleeper, big body, thick body. We'll throw it down the hole, and he'll be the next Michael Jordan.
Okay, let's not get wild here. The dude is not a sleeper because everyone knows who he is, and if you don't, I don't think you really follow college basketball. He put up, 15, 16, and 9, as I said earlier,
as a freshman.
That makes you no longer a sleeper.
All right, so we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll discuss NBA playoffs coming up. You're listening to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu.
You know we had to go shopping one more time, right? Except we forgot something.
I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it like a gun. I throw it in the bag, I just throw it in the bag. I don't know how much it costs, but I know that bitch is bad. Walk up to that register like I ain't know it had a tag. I'm no liar, I don't front. I'ma buy her what she want. Cause your queen wants to get what she desire, what she want. If my lady like to eat, then I'ma buy her restaurant. Since she's such a boss bitch, she can hire who she want. She can help me blow this queen. She the fire to my blood. You can try it if you want, but it's gon' cost you. Bags with the G's, jeans with the horseshoe. She could go to work or chill like a boss do. That nigga ain't your nigga, let's see him lost you. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't tricking if you got her, she mine. Niggas ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls a pool, is decline.
Know me, all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
We up in Barney's going dumb again. Every time we leave the manager, they come again. Honestly, she's probably old enough to be my mama friend. She just want that feeling back, I'll make her feel young again. If a car decline, you need to check them shits and run again. They don't give you limits when you keep that money coming in. Yeah, just fold some paper around a magnet. As soon as it approves, you can throw it in the bag. She mature to say the least. And if I get a car, then she make sure to pay the lease. She used to have a husband till she found out that he cheats. And then she filed for divorce and watch her bank account increase. She got a condo with a view, a house with a pool. Her son is 26, but he just went away to school. She always show me pictures of him, tell me that's a baby. I hope that I never meet him, that nigga look crazy. And I be spending all my lady chips. She got me feeling like my daddy back in 86. Yeah, she say she lucky that she is. No, I'm lucky that you mine, baby, you know what it is.
No
need,
all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
No need, all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag. Shorty so nice, I don't mean polite. When I say nice, I mean looking right. And you can't put a price on something looking right. If they ask how much, tell them what it's looking like. Everything I buy fly, it's like I'm booking flights. If I want it, I'ma get it, that should not be taken light. And that's on everything, I got a crazy lady. So money ain't a thing, Jay-Z, J.D. Like Jay-Z's lady, it's beyond saying. Supporting your woman goes beyond paying. Watching me ball is like LeBron playing. I'm in them Louis shoes, you might see Kanye. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't tricking if you got her, she mine. You ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls a fool, she is decline.
No need, all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
No need, all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
I said if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
Now, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. What are you talking about is what you're listening to. If you're enjoying the show, call in 415-482-3587. I'll repeat that, 415-482-3587. This is DJ P. I'm alongside with my boy DJ T-Baby. T-Baby, NBA playoffs. And I'm telling you, I don't know, but a lot of people are saying that the Miami Heat are favorites again to win it for to win the whole thing. They're going to bring the whole shebang.
Well, they should. I don't care if Chicago's first, Miami's second. For me, there's no logical reason as to why the Heat should not win the title. I think picking any other team is silly. I know their half-court offense struggles at times. I just think they should win the title. Because a lot of people criticize that pick. I'll just say, oh, the Heat aren't ever going to win a title. I don't see how you can criticize saying the Heat won the title.
What just bothers me, because I'm a big LeBron fan. I mentioned this numerous times on this show. What just bothers me is people do not pick the Miami Heat just because LeBron James chose the Miami Heat over Cleveland. I'm just got to say, these guys got to get over it. LeBron may be a diva, but so are other, like, players in the NBA.
Well, and just on a quick note, you're right, LeBron may be a diva, but, I mean, the guy's not a criminal. You know what I mean? He's not sadistic. Pretty sure, doesn't he have kids?
No, he has kids.
He's a family man.
He has got kids, and he's got a wife, and he's been truthful to his wife from what I've been hearing.
And he comes from what I understand, a very bad neighborhood. I've seen a couple of specials on it. And you can see the commercials, and I've actually researched a little about it. He's very involved in the community. So if the worst thing LeBron did was do a obviously it was stupid to have his decision aired, but actually that decision did raise a lot of money for, I think, Boys and Girls Club. So LeBron is not a criminal. So everybody, like you said, let's just back off. Understand maybe he is a diva, but he's one of the best players. He's going to go down as one of the best players of all time. And even if you hate LeBron, the Heat should still be the favorite to win the title.
And what's been bothering me through what's been bothering me for a long time is when people start jumping on bandwagons, and one of the biggest bandwagon that is keeps trolling and rolling around are the New York Knicks because of one man, and that's Jeremy Lin. Skip Bayless, a Jeremy Lin fan, said that the Knicks will beat the Bulls if the Knicks are ranked number eight and the Bulls are number one. But they would lose to the Heat next round. Your thoughts, T-Bay?
That's one of the dumbest things I've heard in my life. Not losing to the Heat. They would surely lose to the Heat. Picking the Knicks to beat the Bulls is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard in my life. It would be a maximum a six-game series. Should probably be a five-game series. I know the Knicks are, like you said, a popular pick. And again, they're seventh right now. They have no chance catching Orlando. So they're either going to be seventh or eighth. They would easily lose to the Heat or... The Bulls is, even though I think the Heat should win the title, the Bulls might be the most well-rounded team in the NBA, one of the most well-rounded teams in recent years. I don't even care if Derrick Rose isn't right. They would still beat the Knicks. Is that a joke?
I don't know. I just think that the Bulls are just too good. How can the New York Knicks possibly beat the Chicago Bulls? The New York Knicks only started getting together when Jeremy Lin, let's just say Lin Sanity, came in and Carmelo Anthony checked out. The Knicks are doing okay. They're doing okay right now because Amari Stoudemire has an injury and Carmelo Anthony is putting up some shots. The New York Knicks are not that good as what people think. And I don't know why this bandwagoning keeps going. It might be a marketing process for Nike to sell more Jeremy Lin shirts, but I just do not. And how do you beat the Bulls and then you lose to the Heat? That doesn't make sense because the Heat are number two, and they are the most talented, but the Bulls are well-rounded, and the Knicks are just not that good.
Well, I actually heard... I think it was Chris Broussard who said it, that the Knicks themselves actually would rather face the Bulls than the Heat, which I would rather face the Bulls than the Heat because I think the Heat, even though the Bulls might be more well-rounded, I think the Heat are a more lethal opponent to face in the playoffs. Let's get something straight here. The Knicks are in seventh place in the Eastern Conference. I know at least in the Eastern Conference this year, Philadelphia, who is in eighth place, is 500. They're one game above because sometimes you have teams that aren't even 500 getting the seventh and eighth spots. At least everyone's above 500. But the Eastern Conference, a historically terrible conference, not that strong this year. When I'm looking at the conference, Philadelphia, not a good team. New York, playing well, not a good team. Orlando is a mess. Atlanta is terrible and is excruciatingly boring to watch in the playoffs. Boston could start a retirement home with the players on their team. Indiana, okay. They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
They can play. Miami, Chicago, great. There's two teams that are title contenders in the East and another team, Indiana, that's okay. Rest of the teams, I'm not a fan of at all. So the Knicks are not a threat in the playoffs. They might even win a game. They might even take the first game against Chicago, but it's going to be a five, maybe six game series. Who's going to save him? Steve Novak? I mean, Carmelo Anthony, as great a player as he is, it's never been proven that he makes players around him better. The Nuggets aren't as good this year as a lot of people thought they'd be like fourth or fifth in the West. They're staying at sixth right now, but they're still at sixth in the West. The Knicks are seventh in the East. So the Nuggets have done better since they've dealt their star in Anthony. He doesn't make people better around him as great as he is.
And there's another diva that people could be easily getting mad. They could turn around the table if he does bad in New York, and that's Carmelo Anthony. But that's another question. And people are always asking me, P-Yop, who do you think would be a big upset in the playoffs? And I think I'll name one right now. San Antonio, Phoenix. Phoenix doesn't have a chance, but I would want to see Steve Nash just bring on his MVP type game and just go off against San Antonio. I want to see Steve Nash have a shot at the ring. That's the one I'm hoping for. I'm going to be cheering for Steve Nash so hard these playoffs. I just want to see him have a shot at a championship.
I would love it. And I don't think it's going to happen because I just watched Phoenix play San Antonio recently and they got bodied. The end score doesn't actually indicate what the game was. San Antonio dominated that game. But I would, again, as you said, I would love to see Phoenix and Steve Nash take that series. When I look at the West, if it stands as is, it would be sixth place Denver taking on the third place Lakers. I actually like Denver to win that series. Don't even ask me why. I don't have any logical basis as to why. I just know things happen. It's not March Madness. It's not as crazy as college basketball. But crazy things do happen every playoffs. And I think Denver would beat the Lakers. And honestly, it's not an upset because most people pick Memphis against the over the Clippers. I'm just going to say Memphis will beat the Clippers in five games. I think they will destroy the Clippers. The games might be close, but the Clippers have no chance of beating Memphis.
I mean, I like that pick because I just hate the Lakers. It's going to upset Hunter Hornstein. I know that, but it's fine. I'm tied to my own opinion. But what I like about Denver, and people are going to hate me for this, I really like JaVale McGee. I just think he's freakishly athletic. He's a presence, and if you can just coach him well, he'd stop making these stupid errors and stop going on like Friday's not top 10 of ESPN. I just think you leave the kid alone and let him play his game because this guy's freakishly athletic, and he's fresh off the bench. I just think he's really good, and I like Kenneth Faried with Denver as well.
Yeah, Denver has a pretty well-rounded team. I think they could beat the Lakers, but like I talked about in the East, when I look at the West, I don't see anybody. I'm not seeing any threats. San Antonio is first right now, half a game ahead of Oklahoma City. I'm not scared of San Antonio. I don't think they're a threat in the playoffs. They'll probably win first round because they're playing Phoenix. I think they could easily lose second round. Oklahoma City is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
They're more than a threat. They're extremely threatening. They're a great team. Lakers, not a fan of. I mean, there's too much turmoil. Clippers, it's nice of them to finally make the playoffs. I don't like the Clippers. I don't think they're that great of a team. They just have some athletes. Memphis is a threat. Memphis is a problem. Denver will be a problem for the Lakers. Dallas, weak this year. Phoenix, nice if they get in. Houston, if they get in. Utah, if they get in. Honestly, Utah might be a threat if they get in. They might be a threat sitting pretty at 10 right now. But I'm not feeling any like heavy hitters right now besides maybe Oklahoma City, Miami, Chicago. And that's pretty much it.
Look, the East are just heavyweights. But what I like about the Clippers, on a trade, getting Nick Young. How about
that? I like
that?
The deal.
Young's talented. I mean, Gilbert Arenas got suspended a couple of games for letting Nick Young play some games. But we'll go on to a next topic. Stephen A. Smith, his dream match is Heat versus Lakers. T-Baby, I want to know your dream match for this playoff series. That's his dream match going on for the title.
Quite frankly, that's a bad pick. All sports fans out there, true sports fans will get that reference. That is a bad, I know it's your dream, but I thought when you said dream matchup, I thought you would surely say Heat Thunder. Heat Thunder is the dream. Heat Lakers, I mean, it would be great. Obviously, it's second best, but Heat Thunder will be a much better series than Heat Lakers. I know you would have Kobe. And you have Kobe Gasol against, you know, LeBron, Wade, all those guys, and Bosch. But let me tell you something about Heat Thunder. Is Stephen A. Smith forgetting that Chris Bosch and Kevin Durant have beef? Kevin Durant called him soft, and they had a little scuffle. Bosch also had to scuffle James Harden. There'd be some personal battle. You can't tell me that LeBron against Durant wouldn't be as heated as LeBron against Kobe. I'm looking at the Thunder and Heat in the finals as a dream matchup, not the Lakers and Heat. Come on, Stephen A.
I don't know, T. I gotta go with Stephen A. here. I like a Kobe LeBron matchup. A Kobe LeBron matchup. You know how many viewers you get? Hey, quite frankly, it's a bad pick. It's a bad pick. It's funny because you'll say.
Don't even explain it.
Quite frankly, it's a great pick. I like Kobe and I like LeBron against each other. I hate Kobe, but I love LeBron.
Pip, I like it as well. I'm just saying Durant against LeBron will be equally heated, in my opinion.
I'm just going to talk about people who don't know basketball here because not a lot of people, I'm going to be serious, know a lot about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Well, the last year they were a threat and they almost beat that, even though it was a five-game series, maybe six, but they could have easily beaten Dallas. They stumbled late game on numerous occasions. This year, it's not just a young, talented team. Obviously, they are young and talented, but my point is that's not all they are. They're dangerous. They would mutilate the Spurs. I know the Spurs are seasoned, quite seasoned, very old. Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches in the history of basketball. But the Thunder, I mean, when I say mutilate, it could go to six. My point is there's no chance the Spurs would beat the Thunder. Maybe it'll go to six. Maybe they'll push it to six. But the Thunder are a problem. I know I'm not going out on a limb, but no one in the West should be able to hang with the Thunder. There's no logical reason to think that anyone in the West can hang with the Thunder right now.
Well, I mean, I believe that the Thunder, they could beat the Heat easily. They could take it. They could take it to six and beat the Heat in six.
They could win it
even five.
They could win it in four. I'm just kidding. They won't sweep them, but they are definitely capable of beating the Heat. Last words on this, Pia, before Would You Rather. You got anything else to say?
I just got to say, go Heat. Honestly, I hope LeBron gets a ring.
And I think there's a good chance. But on that note, we got to get to Would You Rather.
Well, Would You Rather. Here's the Would You Rather question. Would you rather be in LeBron's shoes getting your first ring or be Kobe Bryant getting in with bad knees? They said that his kneecaps are bone to bone, which is bad, but you have a chance to win six. Who would you rather
be? I mean, give me bad knees and a few rings, because LeBron, eventually at some point in his career, he'll have bad knees too. He'll have some part of his body will be bad. What are the odds he's going to have as many rings as Kobe? Not likely at all. So I would take the rings.
I'd pick LeBron James. I'd be hungry to fight, and I'd take all this criticism about me not choking on the fourth quarter. I want to put all that criticism away and wing a ring.
Yeah, I can feel it. How about, let's get one more Would You Rather.
Okay.
Then I'm going to do my man for the week.
Would you rather be in a desert, hot, sweaty, and you have like a gallon of water, or would you rather be in a cold weather area, very cold, and it's very nipply, it's snowing, and you're only wearing short shorts, but you got a big, big fur coat on?
I'll take the second one. I wouldn't wear fur, though, because I don't support that kind of clothing, but I would take the I'm built for cold weather, so I would take that.
I'll take the hot weather, sweat it out, be skinny for a bit. I don't mind it. And now we'll go to my man with T-Babe.
Well, I think if you know me, you know who my man's going to be. Coming back for his junior season at North Carolina State, joining the Wolfpack, CJ Leslie. He'll be joining the incoming recruits of Tyler Lewis, Rodney Purvis, and TJ Warren. Two of those guys are five-star. Some have him four, but some people have him as five-star recruits. Tyler Lewis, a four-star recruit. Lorenzo Brown coming back. Richard Howell coming back. Mark Godfrey coming into a second season as a coach. NC State could win the title. Realistically, they could win the title. They definitely have a shot at the Final Four of the Elite Eight, but they could even win a title. So CJ Leslie, thank God you came back for your junior season. I love this fact that he's coming back. CJ Leslie, you're my man for this week. Praise the Lord.
Man, first of all, man, I know you got some man, but you know, you got to say one man, I like this man, but you know, you saying stupid stuff on ESPN First Take. And also, you've been looking bad with a bad leather jacket, man. You know, you're trying to say that's a fur coat. I mean, I don't know what you're saying, Skip Bayless. Saying, man, you're going to come here and tell me that you're going to come here and tell me that Chicago Bulls will lose to the New York Knicks in six games. In six games, you said, man. First of all, you looking bad in First Take. And I'm going to say that Stephen A. Smith, he roasts you in every event, so don't get mad at me. And when I put you, let's go, bro. Skip Bayless, get out of here.
Well, on that note, I just want to throw out a quick reminder. DJ T-Babe, myself, I will not be able to be on the show next week because I have a prior commitment, but DJ P-Babe will be here killing the mic. Isn't that right?
That's right. I'm going to have a few contestants for a booty-shaking contest.
Yeah, it'll be a great show, but I will be back if we have a show the following week. But this has been DJ T-Baby with DJ P-Ab. It's been What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned because DJ Lady Madonna will be on the mics very soon. And stay tuned for P-Ab next week and me the following week.